Thank you. came out of the west. Their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn must die. They've ploughed, they've sown, they've harrowed him in, threw clods upon his head. John Barleycorn was dead. They've let him lie for a very long time, till the rains from heaven did fall, and little Sir John sprung up his head. And little Sir John's grown a long, long beard, and so become a man.
With the side so sharp to cut him off at the knee, they rolled him and tied him by the way, serving him most barbarously. Him worse than that, for he's bound him to the cart.
Around and around a field, till they came unto a barn, and there they made a solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They've hired men with a crotchety sticks
him worse than that,
for he's ground him between two stones.
All right, so it's time for another PSA, and this one has to do with numbers to think about, American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. That's a lot.
That is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go easy on those drinks, guys. But, yeah. Cool. So, behind me right now is Weather Report with Elegant People. Before that, we had John Barleycorn by Traffic, which is a really cool song.
Absolutely.
It's based on a traditional English folk song, and it's about making beer. Before that, Pink Floyd. We had a twofer from their Live at Wembley show from 1974. That was Us and Them and Any Color You Like. And Gus has that on vinyl, which is super cool.
Yeah.
They recently
redropped it. I think they tried to resell it as like a full box set for like $300, but I just bought the vinyl because it looked cool, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it says here 2023, so nice, fresh pressing. And before that was the Edgar Winter Group with Frankenstein. Before that, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with the Holy Ghost, which was really cool. It's a shame that they have... Well, you said that they did release it once.
Once in like a decade ago. Yeah,
yeah.
It was dropped, I think, as a single with like a two-sided. And if it's like a holy grail, like nobody has it. It's like, I think there's only like 100 or 150 made. And I have not been able to find one yet. Yet.
Yet, my God. I mean, there's this band that I like called Blocco Mentale. Mm. They are an Italian prog rock band from the mid-70s, and their album POA is really good. They only released the one album, and they only made about 1,000 copies.
Oh my gosh. For the entire world?
For the entire world. Because they were just like a small band, and they're like, oh yeah, 1,000 copies, and then they disappeared. And... sleeper hit though, became a cult classic. When I look for it on eBay, it's usually only repressings.
Right. Bootlegs.
The last time I checked eBay, not bootlegs, but like official releases. But as far as getting an original first pressing, 70,000 euros.
That is a lot of euros.
I think at least. Let me fact check myself. I might be. Let's see, Blocco Mentale. It's a pricey record. Let's sort by highest price. I guess it sold.
Oh my God.
Wait. Let me check. Sold. That's crazy. Did someone really buy that?
Someone bought it for 70,000. How much did they buy it for?
Let's see. Oh no. Wait. Okay. Never mind. No. Somebody must have just taken it off of there.
But it was
listed for a crazy amount of money. I've never seen them sell on here. Like, I've never seen someone trying to sell one. So
yeah,
that kind of blew my mind. And
so
yeah.
What's the most expensive vinyl that you ordered? Like the rarest?
The biggest
gem of your collection?
I'd say that there are two that stand out, but I probably have ones that are more expensive.
Just whichever ones you know.
Some two cool ones though. I have a test pressing of Major Tom by Peter Schilling.
No way.
Yeah. So that's a cool one. I saw someone sell one of those for like $60, which isn't a lot, but that was also like 8 years ago. So it's probably maybe, I don't know. It's from the '80s. Who knows? It's good. I like the album though. And the other one is, what is it? Electronic Sounds by George Harrison, released on the Apple label.
Oh,
yeah, which is like an album of electronic noise.
I've listened to it. It's fantastic. Isn't that the? Did he release that while the Beatles were still together, or did he? Was that like something that he released in the like after they broke up? Because I remember listening to that. It's like 2 15-minute songs of just like literally just noise. It's like a noise collage.
Yeah, so it was released in May of 1969.
So that is like right before the Beatles broke up. That he was in his little bunker making just noise.
Yep. Oh, no, it was recorded in November of 1968, though, and February 1969.
So that's right around after Sgt. Pepper's. That was White Album, roughly? I think.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
But yeah, really wild album, and that one was not in the flood, so it's in good shape, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. So what about you? What is your gem?
Oh, man. So I actually, I went to go see Gizzard with some of my friends. Huge shout out to Evan and Justin, if you guys are listening. But when they had a whole vinyl, like, fair going on. Mm-hmm. Like, just tons of people, like hundreds of people were lined up to get, like, test pressings and stuff. And I managed to snag that album that we listened to, Levitation 14 and 16. I actually got a test pressing of it, just like, it's unmarked, it just on Sharpie says Live at Levitation 14 test pressing. It's wicked cool. I'd also say there's a lot of really cool pressings of Polygon Wanaland, because it's free, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it, but I saw that someone actually pressed real scorpions into vinyl, and they were selling it for like $300. It's just Polygon Wanaland, but when it spins around, there's just like petrified scorpions just like,
wow,
know, going around. That was crazy.
Huh.
But I mean, other than that, I have like a couple of sand-filled vinyls of Live at London 19 by Gizzard.
Cool.
You know? And yeah, no, they're beautiful. Because like as they spin, they actually have colored sand in it that like goes around. They're like super thick too. They're like a couple inches, you know?
I wonder if that messes up the... if it's a couple inches, then that's going to be a lot of weight of plastic.
It's like a platter, dude. It's yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. And then another album that I have on vinyl that I cherish very much is one that I'm going to grab WMFO's copy of, but I bought it from Cheapo Records right down the street from where I live.
Absolutely.
And it was not cheap. I was happy to have it. And that's my story.
Yeah. Oh, I also have I don't know if it's rare or not, but I have an original pressing of George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. I got it for like $45 at a record store. I don't know if it's damaged or not, but it looks cool.
Nice. Yeah. Vinyl's cool. Nice collection to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see. We did our PSA. This is Mellow Max and Gus Bus. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Coming up next, it's been so long, I think I've forgotten what song I put on next. I think it's Steely Dan.
Yeah, we're somewhere in there. I think floating it's, around yeah. in just a notion of Steely Dan right now. I don't really know.
Yeah. Well, here it is. Let's find out together.
Thank you. in you. You were sitting in your room all alone. I knew I was the only girl for you. You have told me so, but somehow it slipped my mind. Whilst talking home, whilst you were psyching, I could have been raped in to the radio.
Thank you. got no caca-cacas. My bones feel like a pair of
That last one was a nice silly one from Frank Zappa. That was Why Does It Hurt When I Pee. Before that we had Yes with Then. Before that King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Muddy Water from their Live in Paris 2019 album. I liked that version. That was fun. Yeah. Gus, what was your first King Gizzard concert?
Oh, it was up in Vermont. I saw them at Higher Ground, Burlington. I think it was 2022. Yeah, I went up there and I saw it with my friends Ian and Matt, who actually requested that song. So, you know, playing it for them because we saw it live there first, and that was like their favorite one. So
nice. Yeah. No, it's a fantastic song. I remember when that album came back, way back when.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's been like
way back in 2018. Wow, that is a while ago.
That's like 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of years, I realized that with the coming of this fall semester, it marks my 7th year on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think my first show was sometime in October of 2016. So
when you first started, were you on your own or did you like you just figure it out?
It's always been Mellow Max with Highly Recommended. It was first show was 3 a.m.
What?
Yeah, 3 to 4 a.m. on Monday night, Tuesday morning.
How many listeners?
Like seven.
Seven people.
Yeah, according to this. And some of those are internal to WMFO. Like, there's a recording.
Right.
And I think that, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Some of those are just servers. You know, actually, it was a really nice test to see how many listeners there actually are because there was a power outage at the station a couple months ago. There's a big storm. Lost power, and so there was just dead air because there was no power, and it went from like 20 something listeners to like six. So that means that six of the people listening
are the studio.
Didn't know that they were listening.
Oh.
or is the studio or is a computer?
Yeah. Maybe they took a nap. They fell asleep to our, you know, your warm, soothing voice.
I hope so. Yeah. And then silence. Yeah, that probably happened around... I think that happened, like, just at, like, 8 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah. And just, bam, silence.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
And I had just been talking about, like, oh, I love the sound of thunder. That's so nice.
And then, it's gone.
Yep. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, that was a fun show. Thank you for coming on.
Oh my gosh, this was a ton of fun. I really hope I can come back at some point. I mean, this was just absolutely wonderful. I'll probably bring less Gizzard, more other music, but you know.
I honestly, when I was planning for this, I was like, are we going to do a full hour of Gizzard?
No, I would not subject anyone to
But there is enough varied material that you could do it.
You could do it. But, I mean, you would just see the listeners just start, like, jumping off a cliff.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've done that before. That was the nice thing about having a show at 3 a.m.
Oh, you could just like play whatever you wanted. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no. And actually, for one semester since then, I was even more highly recommended, which was my first semester back after COVID.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So like even more highly recommended as a sequel. And then I was like, this is annoying to say. It's just highly recommended.
Yeah, again. Highly recommended, yeah. With Melomax. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be back next week for maybe 6 to 8. I might get an earlier hour for an hour because the show before me is going to be out. And yeah, but I'll talk to you all then. Have a good week, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.